Today is Sunday the 16th of March, the second Sunday of Lent.
Moses stood on a mountain, waiting for you to pass by. You put your hand over his face, so in your presence he wouldn't die. And all of Israel saw the glory, and it shines down through the age. Now you've called me to boldly seek your face.
Stephanie Gretzinger sings, "Show Me Your Face."
Show me your face. Show me your face. And then gird up my legs, that I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord. Your power, your power and grace. I will make it to the end if I can just see your face. David knew there was something more than the ark of your presence. In a manger, Messiah was born, among kings and peasants. And all of Israel saw the glory, and it shined down through. You've called us to boldly seek your face. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And then gird up my legs, that I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord, your power and your grace, your power and grace. I will make it to the end.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
I know I will make it to the end if I can just see your face.
Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up onto the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he'd said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they'd seen.
Peter, James, and John see Jesus in a new way. They see his glory. In other words, they see in Jesus the splendor of God. For a moment, imagine yourself with them on that mountain and sense what it must have been like. Moses and Elijah are there with Jesus. They represent all that God has done through history to show his great love for his people. In what way do you need to know God's love today? As you listen again to the reading, keep in mind what Peter says. It is good for us to be here. How might it be good for you to be present to this scene?
Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up onto the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he'd said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they'd seen.
At the end of the reading, the disciples find themselves alone with Jesus. You too can be with him in the same way now. What do you want to say to him? What might he want to say to you? You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me. Amen.